Begin the current daf, Masechet Sanhedrin daf Kuf Beis. Begin 11 lines down with the Tav of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion of Yeravim ben Nevat, who is one of the three kings mentioned in the Mishnah that Ein Lechelek L'Olam Haba, does not have a portion of the world to come. Now the Pasuk says, Noishaya, Ksiv, says, V'shachata, and slaughtering, Satim, for Avodah Zarah, and the reason why it's called Satim is because people stray after it to slaughter for Avodah Zarah, Hemiku, they deepened, meaning they were very stringent. And that is, they said in the days of Yeravim ben Nevat, that whoever goes up Alila Regal to Yerushalayim, and that was what we discussed in the previous staff, that was the Gas Sarach, the haughtiness of Yeravim, he was afraid that people are going to go to Rechavim and see and stay there and go away from him. Whoever's going to go up Alila Regal to Yerushalayim will be pierced with the sword, so that instead they should go and slaughter for the calves, for the golden calves that Yeravim ben Nevat had made. Va'ani, says Hashem, but me, Musar Lekulam. Me, I wasn't so particular for my honor to say whoever doesn't go Alila Regal will get pierced by the sword, as correlating to how strict they were for the honor of their Avodah Zarah. Rather, just Yisurim, some affliction will be because the person violates a positive commandment, but that's all that it is. Or another interpretation is that it's not the word Satim, I'm straying, but rather like Shaitim. In other words, it's their imbecilic type of ways where they stray after me, that they went so deep for their slaughtering that they held that there's going to be a liability for whoever is oil regal and leaves their calves, that they're going to kill, they're going to pierce them by the sword. And the term b'shachata means slaughtering, so b'shachata satim, the slaughtering of these fools or of their, what they stray after by the zahim, miku, they went so far, which is that they're going to be chayv misa, which is if they are oil regal, and Hashem says, am I mitzah oil regal? All it is Musa, as the Gemara explains, Amar B'yichon, he says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Heim hemiku mishali. They went further, deeper than me. Ani amarti, I said, Kol she'eino oil regel evibasei. Whoever does not go up three times a year to Yerushalayim violates a positive commandment. V'heim amar, they, Yerav Menavat and his people, said, Kol oil regel, whoever does go up to the Yerushalayim for the Yom Tov, Yidaka Becher will be pierced by the sword. That's how far they went in protecting their ways of Avodah Zarah. Continuing on Yeravim, it says in the Pasuk Melachim Aleph, Vahi be'esahi was in that time, which the Gemara is going to bring many different drashas with the word ace, or that day, that time, which signifies that this is a distinct period in time. V'Yeravim yotzei Yerushalayim, Yeravim went not from Yerushalayim. V'yimtza eisa achia shiloini hanavi baderech, and achia shiloini, the prophet, encountered him on the path. V'hu meskasa b'salma chadosh, he was covered with a new cloth. Now, Tanim Hashem Rabbi Yasi was taught in the name of Rabbi Yasi, the ace he muzumenis leparanis. That was a time that was designated for punishment because it was at that time that the malchus of the Jewish people was split off from the malchus of what it was up until then, of the malchus Yehuda, of the Davidic dynasty. Because the pasuk says over there, v'yikach hasasalma, that then Achia took the cloth, he cut it into 12 pieces, and which was showing that it's going to be cut off the malchus from Yehuda, which was then given to the malchus of Yisrael, which that first king was Yeravim. Similarly, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, and this, the beginning of the Pasuk, is in Perek Nun Aleph Pasuk Yud Ches, says, Hevel Heima Masa Tatoma, emptiness are these actions regarding idols. Be'ez Pukutasam Yevedu, at the time that they'll be remembered, they'll be lost, they'll be destroyed. Tanam Mishum Rabbi Yisi, again, Ez Muzamenes Leparanas, that's a time that's designated for punishment. Similarly, there's a Pasuk in Yeshaya that says, Be'ez Ratzin Anisicha, at a time of willingness, I will answer you. That's a time that's designated for goodness, for the coming of the Mashiach. So too is a pasuk in Shemais that says, "Ubiyoyim pakti," on the day that I remember, which is referring to Tisha B'av, "Ufakati alem chatasim," I will recall on them their sins. It's a day that designated for punishment, which is because every year from those 40 years when they were in the Midbar, Tisha B'av was a day that was designated for punishment, which was the day they came back from the Meraglim. It was the day that the first and the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So we see that this Yom, this Ace, refers to certain things. In this context, refers to that punishment. So to the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Vayehi Be'esahi, was in that time, Vayered Yehuda Meis Echav, that Yehuda went away from his brothers. Now, Tanim Shem Rabbi Yisi, when it says Be'esahi, Ace Muzemenes Leparanas, it was a time that was designated for punishment because Tamar, his daughter-in-law, became liable for the death penalty of being burnt. His two sons died. That was at that time. Similarly, the Gemara makes a drasha regarding the Pasuk Melachim Aleph that says, "V'yelech Rechav Meshchem." Rechav went to Shechem. Kishchem ba kol Yisrael l'hamalchaisa, because it was in Shchem that the whole entire Jewish people came to coronate him. Tanam Shem Abiyasi, Mokim Mezumah l'paranis. There, up until we're talking about times, he was talking about a place that mentioned Shchem two times. This is a place that was designated for punishment. Because B'Shchem Iner is Dina, it was in Shchem that they had afflicted, that they violated Dina, the daughter of Yaakov Avinu. B'Shchem Machur Achav Es Yosef, it was in Shchem that the brothers sold Yosef down to Mitzrayim, as the Pasuk says in Bereishis Lamed Zayin, that behold your brothers there in Shchem. Because although the Pasuk says Dyson, that either it's because that's a village near Shchem, which was called based on the main city of Shchem, or like the Medrash translates that Dyson really just means that Danan Allah Alaharga, that they're judging him that he should be killed, but the place was Shchem. And B'Shchem Nechel Kol Malchus Beis David, it's also in Shchem that the kingdom of David was split up into the Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Beis David, as it says in Sefer Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Beis. Now going back to what we mentioned before, which is the topic we're discussing of Yeravim, it said there in the Pasuk of Yeravim Yatzem Yerushalayim, that Yeravim had gone out from Yerushalayim. So Rav Chanin Bar Papa says Shiyatza Mipiskas, that he went out from the Chazaka, from the establishment Shel Yerushalayim of Yerushalayim, meaning from the category of Yerushalayim, never to come back and not to take part in any service or any honor of Yerushalayim. Now the pasuk says over there, V'yimtza Isa Achia Shaloni Hanavi Bederech, that Achia Shaloni, the prophet, encountered him on the road. V'hu Miskasa V'salma Chadosh, he was covered with a new cloth. Ushneim Levadim Basada, and only the two of them were in the field. Says the Gemara, "Ma'ay b'sam chadosha." What does it mean with a new cloth? So Amar Rav Nachman was coming to say, "Kisam chadosha." Yeravim was like a new clothing. Ma'sam chadosha in b'shrum doifi. Just like new clothing doesn't have any flaws in them, any defects. It's brand new. After Rasa Shal Yeravim lahayi b'shrum doifi. So too, all the Torah of Yeravim did not have any flaws. He didn't have any mistakes in his learning. He was a big Talmud Chacham, and he had everything that was with clear. Tavach, or another interpretation, Sama Chadosha, what does it mean, a new cloth? Shechidshu Dvarm. The Chadosha is going on that they were Mechadish, they had novel teachings of learning of Torah that was between Yeravim and Achiyah, Shleishama Oizim Oil, that no ear had heard up until then in the world. That's how great of Talmid Chacham they were, including Yeravim. Mayushneim Levad Masad, what does it mean that the two of them were alone in the field? Rav says, "Shekol Tamidei Chacham Daimin Lefnehem Kesev Yasod." That all the other Talmudic scholars were compared to them like grass in the field. That's so insignificant because of the greatness of the Torah of the two of them. Vigadame, some say that it was Shekol Tamidei Torah Magulam Kesod. It was that all the reasonings of the Torah were revealed to them like the field that's out in the open. That's how all the secrets of the Torah were open to them. Now the pasuk in Micha says, "Lachain Titni Sheluchem Amireshes Gas," because you gave agents, messengers on the inheritance of Gas, so Bate Achziv La Achziv La Malchi Yisrael. So the house of Achziv will be for something bad because of the Jewish kings. So what does this mean? So remember Chanin Bar Papa, he explains the pasuk, Yatza Bas Kal V'Amalhan. The heavenly voice rang out and said to the Jewish people when they were coronating Yeravim as the king, which was contending with the kingdom that was always in Malchus based David. And said to the Jewish people, Misha Harag, he who killed, meaning referring to David HaMelech, Esaplishti, the Philistine, meaning referring to Goliath, and through that was Vahirish Eschem Gas. He bequeathed to you the land of Gas. Titnu Shiluchem Labanov, you're going to go ahead and make messengers, agents, secondaries for his sons, that you're going to leave the Malchus Beis David and you're going to coronate others, meaning referring to Yeravim. Bate Achzav La'achzav La'malchi Yisrael. That is, since you're falsifying, you're rebelling against the Malchus Beis David, which is that is Bate Achziv, and you're going after Malchi Yisrael, like the Pasuk said, the kings of the 10 tribes, and leaving Malchus Beis David. So therefore you're going to be given over La'achziv in the hands of idol worshippers, who they are those who stray after falsehood. So it's Bate Achziv that you're leaving Beis David, and you're being Machziv in that bias. So there, and because of Lamalchis, also therefore you're going to be given over La'achziv to the idol worshippers. Continuing on to this topic of Yeravim, Amar Rav Chinna Bar Papa says, "Kol anenem noil mazeb lebrach, whoever benefits has pleasure from this world without making a blessing. Kilu geizel haKadosh Baruch Hu ukenes Yisrael." It's like he robbed from haKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. Now there is nothing that's robbing both from Hashem and from the Jewish people. Rather, only this case when he eats or benefits in the world without making a blessing, where he prevents the hashpois, the different the divine emanations, blessings coming to the Jewish people. And he's also robbing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Gemara says in Brachas of Lamed Hei, that our sages instituted a blessing on every single thing. And whoever tastes something and does not make a blessing is called a robber. Like it says in the Pasuk, Lashem Aretz Malaya, the world belongs to Hashem. And if one takes without his permission by making a blessing, it's as if he's robbing from Hashem. Now, where do we see this? Like it says, the Pasuk in Mishlei, it says, Geizel of v'imoy, someone who robs his father and his mother. He says, I didn't do anything wrong. Chavahul ish mashches, he's a colleague to the destroyer. Explains the Gemara, what does this Pasuk mean? V'ein ave l'kadosh baruch hu, who's the father? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, like it says the Pasuk in the Devarim, Halehu Avicha Kanecha, he's your father, your creator. Ve'in imay el kenesis Yisrael, when it says someone robbing from his mother refers to the umbrella of the Jewish people. Shem, like it says the Pasuk in Mishlei, Shema b'ni Musa Avicha, hear my son, the rebuke of your father. Val titish tar samecha, do not forsake the laws of your mother, meaning the way that your people do it, referring to the Jewish people. Now, so that's someone that does not make a bracha. He's robbing from Hashem and from the Jewish people. My chavahul ish maschus, what does it mean that he's a colleague for the man who's the destroyer? Chavahu yilurav menavat, as we opened up this teaching, he's a colleague to yilurav menavat, shehishchis Yisrael, avim shavash rahim, he destroyed the Jewish people to the Father in heaven. He severed that relationship. He was a chayti umacht yisrabim, someone who also does not make a blessing in something, makes it like it's not a big deal. He's a sinner and he causes other people to sin, thus stealing from Hashem. And by not making the blessing, and also stealing from the Jewish people, that now the hashpoyes, now the bounty will be diminished. Pasuk in Melachim Beis says, "Vayadach Yeravim es Yisrael me'achri Hashem," that Yeravim rejected, pushed away the Jewish people from after Hashem. "Vechtim chatoh gedol," he made them sin very greatly. So Amar Pchanan, he explains, it's kishtei maklis hamatizezu ezu. It's like two sticks that knock one each other. Like someone that has one stick, and he knocks one stick into that other stick, and it makes it fly very far away. So to Yeravim, knocked the Jewish people forcibly very far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continuing a related discussion, since up until now we had mentioned the calves, the golden calves that Yeravim had made. So now the Gemara explains this pasuk regarding the original sin of the Egel Hazav by the Jews in the Midbar. The pasuk says in Devarim, in the beginning of the Sefer Devarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about the sins of the Jewish people, rebuking them, which is the what Sefer Devarim Mishnah Torah is on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. So one of the places that he mentions, which is alluding to the sin of the Jewish people, is Vedi Zahav, a surplus of gold. So Amar Dei Rabbi Yana explains that Amar Moshe Lebnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is, this is alluding to the Egel Hazav they made, he said, Rabbeinu Shel Master of the World, Bishvil Kesev Zahav Sheshpat Len Li Yisrael, because of the great surplus of gold and silver that you showered upon the Jewish people, at Sheyemru Dai, until they said, enough, Garm lehem lasis lehem elehezav, that's what caused them to make gods of gold, meaning referring to the Egel Hazav, which that's what's in the word v'dizav, that it was too much. They said enough of the gold. As he said, mashal, it's a parable, ein ari dairis v'noihim, a lion does not pounce and roar, mitech kupish 11, from a box of straw. Mitech kupish basa, rather from a box of meat, meaning when it has a lot to eat, then it roars and then it really does some dangerous things. Same thing, Jewish people sin because Hashem, you gave them too much gold. You gave them too much of this world. Amar Bereishit, he says, Ad Yeravim, up until Yeravim, HaYisrael Yonkim Egel Echad, which literally means to say that the Jewish people nourished only from one calf, which means to say that they got punished for the sin of one Egel, which they had made in the Midbar. From here and on, after a Yeravim, now the punishment is two or three calves, two from Yeravim and the third one from the one that was made in the Midbar. Now the punishment is for more. Amr Yitzchak, continuing on this theme, Rabbi Yitzchak says, "In lechol kol paranis uparanis shabol olam, there is no punishment that comes to the world. She'im ba echad mi esrim va'arba behecher litra, that there's not at least 1/24th of the tilting of a litra," which Rashi says not necessarily. It just means to say like a small amount, which is just like how when you have a scale, which is you're tilting a little bit one side more than the other side, as the Gemara Babasa says, how much is a hecher that you have to do when you're selling a litra to make sure it's fair, that you're not cheating the other guy, that it should be tilting this little amount. But it means a minute amount shall egel arishon. There is no punishment that does not have some collection of the punishment of the first egel that the Jews made in the Midbar. So like it says, the pasuk in Shemais, as we mentioned this pasuk before, "B'yoyim pakti," on the day that I recall, "pakati alim chatasim," I will recall their sin on them, meaning to say every time the Hashem has to punish Jewish people, somewhat of the collection of the eagle is going to be there instead of wiping out the Jews in the Midbar. He collects it over time throughout history. However, Amr Bchanini says, La'achar esem arba'a dairis, after 24 generations from when the eagle was made, nigva pasik zeh, this pasik was finally collected, which it says regarding the eagle that abayim pakti, that similarly, which was the collection of the eagle azav. Here in the pasuk we're going to quote, which in the days of Tzidkiyahu when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Shenemet says the pasuk in Yecheskel says v'yikra ba'aznai kol gadolema, that it was called out in my ear a very large noise saying, karvu pekudei seir, that it's nearing the collection of the city. In other words, that ma'isa which it said in the Torah ubayim pakti has come to its end. Reveish klei mashchesa biyadei, that every man has his weapon in his hand, meaning that now is the end, it's already collected all by this final destruction in the days of Tzidkiyah and the times of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. That's the end of the collection of the sin of the Egel Hazav. Because from the time when the Egel was made until the times of Tzidkiyah was 24 generations. Because in the days of Nachshon that the Egel was made, and one calculates the generations from Nachshon to Tzidkiyah, you'll see the 24 generations. As Rashi goes through it, there's Nachshon, his son Salman, his son Boaz, his son Oivad, his son Yishai, his son David, his son Shlomo, his son Rechavim, his son Avia, his son Asa, his son Yehoshaphat, his son Yerim, his son Achaziah, his son Yoyash, his son Amatziah, his son Uziah, his son Yosim, his son Achaz, his son Chizkiah, his son Menashe, his son Amon, his son Yoshia, and then you have the sons Yoyachaz and Yoyakim are both the sons, which they both were kings one after the other, which they're both the same generation. Then you have Yoyachan, who's the son of Yoyakim, which is 24 generations, because Yoyachan actually did not make it through his reign, because he actually went to Bavel in Galus with the Cheresh and the Mazgir, and then they put Tzidkiyahu, his uncle, to be king in his place, and therefore Tzidkiyah himself is not counted as another generation, because he reigned in the 24th generation. It was at that point, and Tzidkiyah was the last of the 24 generations of the collection of the Maisa Egel. Now the pasuk says in Melachim Aleph, Achar Hadavar Hazeh, after this thing, Lo Yishav Yeravim Medarkei Ra, Yeravim did not repent from his bad ways. Says Yimam, my Achar, after what? What happened? That's it, then he was done. Amr Ba'aba, Achar Shetavsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYeravim BeBigde, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, grabbed a hold of Yeravim in his garment. V'amalei Chazar Bach, and he says, return, repent. V'ani V'ato Uven Yishai Netal Bagenei, and he says, me and you, and the son of Yishai, referring to David, will stroll together in Gan Eden. So Amaloi said to him, me Barayish, and the Bali Musa very busy with this. Hashem said straight that it's going to be me and you and then Min Yishai. But still he had to ask who's going to be first. As we said in the previous staff, his great gaiva, the insecurity of seeing who's going to be the favorite. And then Hashem answered, and actually now he changed, Ben Yishai Barayish. Ben Yishai is going to be the first one. He said, Yerav Mehachi Loibin. If that's the case, I don't need it. If I'm not number one, that's it. And that was after that he never repented ever again. Ravo have a ruggle to have a kadarish b'shleishim lachem. Ravo used to expound on this drasha of our opening Mishnah of this perek, which says that there were three kings that did not have a chelik in olam haba. Now Chalish, he once became very ill. Kabbalah d'loy darish, he accepted upon himself that he's not going to expound that anymore about the sins of these three kings who don't have a portion of the world to come. Kivan, however, once as we continue Tamid Beis, the itbach that he got healed had the kadarish, he went back to lecturing about it again. Samri, so his student said to him, Loi kabilas aloch delay derashtabu, didn't you accept upon yourself as a way of healing that you're not going to expound it anymore, and now you get healed, you expounded on it again? Samri, he said, Inhu mi hadribihu, did they repent from their bad ways, da noah hadribi, that I should retract from expounding? Just like they didn't return, so too, I'm not returning. And that is, he continues doing what he was always doing, as they did when they would continue doing what they were always doing. Another incident, Ravashi Uka Ashlesha Malachim. Ravashi once finished the Perek until he reached the Our Mishnah of the Three Kings. So when he finished the Perek and he's up to Perek Achelik, Amar, he said, Lamachar Niftach Bechavid, tomorrow we're going to continue the teaching of the learning. And we're going to expound about our colleagues who are Tamidacham like us and that they don't have a portion of the world to come. Asa Menashe, so Menashe, who's one of those that are mentioned in our Mishnah, is Chazile Bechelma, he came and he appeared to Ravashi in the dream. Amar, so Menashe said to him in the dream, Chavrach v'chaveri da'avuch karuslan, you call me your friend and the friend of your father? In other words, you think that I'm on par with you and your father? Mehecha bayis lemishre hamaitzi. So he asked him a halacha question. He says, from where are you supposed to break the challah to eat when you make the bracha b'maitzi? Where should you start cutting from the bread? So Amalei lo yadan, the Rav Ashi says, I don't know. So Amalei, so Menashe said to him, Mehecha de bayis lemishre hamaitzi lo gemiris. You don't even know the halacha of where you go ahead and break a piece of challah when you make hamaitzi. V'chavach karaslan, and you call me your friends, your colleagues, as if I'm on par with you? So Amalei, Rav Ashi said to him, Agmerli, teach me the halacha. Ulamacha derishna lach mishmach beperk, and tomorrow when I'm going to be teaching again, I'll expound it in your name in the lecture. So Amalei, so Menashe said to him, Mehecha de karm bishula. From the place of where the crust is formed in the oven, meaning whether on top or around the bread or from the bottom, but not in the middle, because if someone is brought in front of him a piece of bread, he should not cut and break and make the bracha. Rather, the only place he should do it from should be from the end, but not from the middle. It has to be where the crust is. Or actually, the gears is not mehecha de karam bishul, but the kadam bishul, from where the bread starts to bake, but it's the same idea, meaning the place that's the most baked, that's the crustiest. Or another interpretation, that when it says mehecha de gamer bishula, means from the place where it's baked very well, where it completes, where whatever it's completely baked, but that's the best part, the crusty part, that's the part where that's where you make the bracha and that's where you cut. So Amalei, so Rav Ashi said to Menashe, me'achar dechakim tu kulehai, since you're so well learned, you were so intelligent, why'd you go do such a silly thing like serve idols? So Amalei, so Menashe said to him, had you been there in my days, you would have picked up your robe from between your feet so that you could run easily. You would have ran after me. You would have ran so fast because the inclination of Avodah Zarah was so strong. You think we were fools. You would have ran even faster to go ahead and do Avodah Zarah. So Lamacha Amal Rabbanan, the next day, Rav Ashi, when he came to lecture for the rabbis, Niftach B'Rabvasa. He opened up by saying, let us expound regarding our teachers. He didn't say anymore, let's lecture about our friends, because he realized the greatness of these individuals. Continuing on, the next individual, the next king that it says in the Mishnah that Ein Lo Chelik El Maba was Achav. Says the Gemara, where does the name Achav come from? Ach Av, it's two names. Ach Lashemayim, he was wicked to heaven, as the Gemara says in Megillah, by Ach Hashverish, he was Ach L'Rosh, he was woeful, he was painful for the head. So Ach is that he was bad to heaven. And Av L'Vayitz Kecham, he was a father to idol worship. As the Gemara explains, Ach L'Shamayim D'Chsev, like it says the Pasuk in Mishlei, Ach, woe, L'Tzar Yivaled, it's bringing forth, birthing a tzara, a difficulty, meaning it's like woe to the tzara. So we see the word Ach is something bad, like woe. And Av L'Vayitz Kecham, he was a father for idol worship, meaning that he loved it very much. D'Chsev, like it says the Pasuk in Tehillim, K'rachim Av Abanim, like a father has mercy on his son. We see that a father is something that has mercy, that really loves and cares about that thing. So he was an Av Tavay Dezar, which Rashi says, we don't really need the Pesukim, it's obvious, but it's just bringing it as a way of explaining his name of Ach, Av. Now, the Pasuk in Melachim Aleph, which talks about Achav, says, V'hi Hanokel, that it was the things that like were the lightest things for Achav, the most easy things, were lechte bechatis Yerav Menabat, was his going after the sins of Yerav Menabat, meaning it was equal to all the sins of Yerav. As Gemara says, Amar B'yichin, he says, Kali sha'asa Achav, the smallest sins of Achav, kechamur sha'asa Yerav, more like the most severe sins that Yerav had done. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, then why does the Pasuk always make it contingent on Yeravim, where many times it says in the Torah, Enach, regarding other kings, that, oh, loy sar mikol chatis Yeravim, that they did not stop straying from after the sins of Yeravim. Why didn't it say Achav? If Achav was so much more wicked than Yeravim, so why does it always make it dependent on that, oh, they would continue the sinfulness of Yeravim? Says the Gemara, neshuhu yitchila l'kalkala, because he was the first king who soured and had done bad, so he takes all the responsibility of the future kings who followed in his path, even though Achav was much more wicked than him. Now the pasuk in Hosea begins beGilgal shavarim zavchu, that in Gilgal they slaughtered oxen, and as the Gemara continues quoting the pasuk, gamiz b'chaisim, also their altars kegalim al talmei sadai, were like waves on the furrows of my field. So Rabbi Yechon expounds the pasuk. He says, there was no furrow in Eretz Yisrael, meaning every place where there's ground, where there was plants, that Achav did not put up a desire and bow down to it. That's how wicked he was. Every spot he found, he put an Avodah Zarah and bowed down to it. Now, ask the Gemara, Manolan de la Asal Amad Asa, from where do we know that Achav does not come to does not have a portion of the world to come? So like it says the Pasim Lochem Alav, it says, Vichrati la Achav mashtin bikir. Hashem says, and I cut off Achav, which literally means say someone who urinates at the wall, but it refers to Tamid Chacham, who place, the word mashtin is placing bikir, they place the wisdom in the walls of their heart. Hashem says, I'm going to cut that off from Achav. The Atzer v'Azah b'Yisrael, and being held back and being forsaken from the Jewish people. What is that redundancy? Atzer b'Olam Hazeh, being held back in this world, v'Azah b'Olam Haba, and forsaken in the world to come. It does not have a chelik l'Olam Haba. Now, Amri B'Yechon, says, "M'nei mazacha Amri l'malchus." Why did his father Amri merit to the kingdom to become a king? So says the Gemara, "M'nei shahisiv krach echad beritzal," because he added on one city into the Jewish people. Somebody says, the Pasim Lachem Alf, it says, V'yikin es Sahar Shemron, that he acquired the Mount Shemron, Me'ei Shemer, from the person Shemer, B'kikarim Kesef, with silver talents, V'yivin es Sahar, and he built the mountain, V'yikar Shema Yir, Asher Abana, he called the name of the city which he built, Al Shem Shemer Adoyne Hahar Shemron, based on the name of the person who had it before Shemer, who was the lord of the Mount Shemron. So because he added on a city to the Jewish people, that's why he merited to be a king. Why did his son Achav merit to be a king of the Jewish people 22 years? As we see, he was a very wicked person. Because he honored the Torah, which was given with 22 letters. It says, that Ben-Hadad, which was the king that was trying to conquer the Jewish people, he sent agents, messengers to Achav, the king of Yisrael, to the city, and he said to him, Koyamar Ben Adad, this is what Ben Adad says, Kasbucho v'zahav chalihu, your silver, your gold, it's all mine. V'neshecho v'necha toivim lihim, your wives and your good sons, they're all mine. As the Pasuk later continues, Ki im ke'es machar, because as it is today, tomorrow, at this time tomorrow, eshlach hazavodei lach, I'm going to send my servants to you. V'chibsu es beisecho v'zbote v'decha, they're going to seek your house and the house of your servants. V'ho yikol machmer enecha, yisimu b'yodim alakho. And whatever is the precious treasures in your eyes, they're going to lay their hands on it and they're going to take it away from you. Basically telling Achav, you're all mine, I'm going to take everything that you have. Now, v'yemer, so Achav said, l'malachi ben Hadad, to these agents, to these messengers of Ben-Hadad, said, Im la'adoyne ha-melech, tell to my master, the king, to Ben-Hadad, kol asha shalachte ala avducha b'rishayne esa, whatever you sent me the first time around, I will do, because what the Gemara quote is actually from two times that he sent agents. So what he sent the first time, I'll do. Meaning gold, silver, everything, it's all his. But v'adava azeh le'uchel asas, this that he sent the second time, this thing I can't do. Which was referring, I cannot give you machmer einecha, what you had asked. So says the Gemara, my machmer einecha, what does it mean that he wanted the treasures of your eyes? Lav Sefer Torah, isn't it? What's the treasure of the Jewish people? The Sefer Torah. And that he responded, this I can't do. And you see, he was honoring the Sefer Torah, saying, you can take everything from me, but not a Sefer Torah. And he honored that, and therefore he merited 22 years to be the king. Now that is the Gemara, but how do you know that? Dilma, maybe when he said he wanted the treasure of your eyes, he was actually referring to Avodah Zarah, to idol worship, as we see that he was such a huge idol worshiper, yet Avodah Zarah everywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Loisal Gadaitiv, he can't entertain that, because the Pasuk says over there, V'yemer lov kol ha'zakenim kol ha'am, that all the elders and all the people, they said to him, which the Pro Begir says, Al tishma v'al toiva, don't listen and don't desire to what he's saying. Now, if it was that he wanted the Avodah Zarah, would the people, the elders, tell him not to listen? They would say, get all the Avodah Zarah out of here. Obviously, it's referring to the Sefer Torah, where the Jewish people not willing to just lay down and have the other nations just rip away their Sefer Torah. Well, that has to go, how do you know? The B'dilma Sabe Devahasa Hava. Maybe they were these silly older people who were wicked, that's who it's referring to, that those elders said, yeah, let them take the Sefer Torah, that they don't have a problem with that. And they were saying, no, don't let them take the Avodah Zarah that we have. Because Milik Siv, doesn't the Pasuk say in Shmuel Beis, but Yishahar David Bein Avshalom, that it seemed appropriate in the eyes of Avshalom, which he had, was given counsel to kill David HaMelech, will be in the Kozikna Yisrael in the eyes of all the elders of the Jewish people. Now, all the elders were okay with him killing David. But Amar Yisrael, rather, Yisrael explained, Sabid Bahasa, the wicked elders, they were like, yeah, kill David. So maybe here also when it says that they didn't want to let him take Machmer Einecha, is referring to Avodah Zarah, and the Zikanim that didn't want him to take Avodah Zarah were those wicked elders that were hand in hand with Achav. Says Gemara, no, the difference is Hasam like Sibachal Am. There by Avshalom, it says the elders were in agreement with Avshalom. But it doesn't say all the people. Here it says all the people. It's not possible that there weren't some righteous people there, and therefore it couldn't have been that all the people would be letting him take the Sefer Torah, but refusing for him to not take the Avodah Zarah. They would have been okay with him taking the Avodah Zarah. Rather, it must be, like we said, that Machmir and Nacha was the Sefer Torah, that the people and the tzaddikim, the elders, were saying, don't let him take. Because the pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, it proves that the word tzaddikim says v'sh'arti b'yisrael shibas alaf. Hashem says that I left over in the Jewish people 7,000. Kol ha'berkayim ash lekor lebal, all the knees that did not kneel to the avodah zarah baal. V'chol ha'pesh le'noshek le'en, all the mouths that did not kiss to it. We see that they were still righteous people, and therefore it must be that if they're saying don't let him take Machmir and Nacha, all the people must be referring to the Sefer Torah, and it was that Acha was refusing. Therefore, because he honored the Torah that was given the 22 letters, he merited to be the king 22 years. Now, Rav Nachman says, Achav shakol haya. Achav was actually equal. He was half sins and half merits. Shalom, like it says in the Pesukim Lachem Aleph. It says, V'yem Hashem, Hashem said, Mi yifates Achav? Who's going to seduce Achav? V'yal v'yipol b'ramot gilad. That he's going to go up and he's going to fall in the war in Ramot Gilad. V'yem ezeh b'koy, ezeh b'koy. And this one said like this, and this one said like that. Now, from the fact that Hashem, so to speak, that they had to find a way to get Achav killed, to have him seduced, sounds like it was with great difficulty that it was to have him punished, because he was really like a Benani, he was like someone in the middle. And therefore it wasn't so simple to have him killed, because it was really wicked, it would be easy, he would just have him killed. Therefore from there we see that he was shakal. Where some halachim are saying like this, some halachim are saying like that. That mask of Rabbi Yisrael, he asks, man dechsev, by regarding such a person that the Pasuk Malachim Aleph says, Rak lahoy ka'achav, but he wasn't like Achav. Asher smaker lasis harab ein Hashem, that he was crafty to do the wicked things in the eyes of Hashem. Asher hisasoy oisi izevel ishli, that his wife Izevel was always inciting him against Hashem. And v'tanini, we learned in the Brisa, it says, b'chol yom, every single day, he says, shekel ishikli izevel avodis kechav, his wife would weigh golden shkolim to use avodah zarah. V'at amet shakol ha, and you say he was equal, he was like a bein, how's that possible? He's such a wicked person. Ella rather says, Rabbi Yisiv, Achav vachin b'mamayin haya. Achav is just easy with his money. And since, yeah, he was a very wicked person, but since he was easy with his money and he benefited Talmudic scholars from his assets, kippur le'mechza. So it atoned for him half of his sins, even though he was such a wicked person. Therefore, he ended up like an equal person, but in his actions, was definitely not equal. He was a very wicked person. Now, the pasuk says, what we just quoted regarding proving that he was shakal, it says further over there when Hashem was saying, okay, who's going to go ahead and seduce Achav to go out and fight in this war, which that will ultimately be the place where he was going to die. So it says, V'yitzeh haruach v'yam levnei Hashem. So a spirit came out and stood in front of Hashem. V'yem ani afatena, and he said, and this spirit said, I will seduce him. V'yem Hashem itlov. So Hashem said to him, Bama, how you gonna, with what? How are you going to do that? V'yem, so the spirit said, Eitzeh v'yisi ruach sheker b'fikon levav. I'm going to go out. I'm going to be a spirit of falsehood in the mouth of all his prophets. I'm going to make all his prophets say this false prophecy, which is going to make him go out and fight this war. So B'yem Hashem said, Tefata v'gam tuchel, so go ahead, seduce, and you'll be able to. Tzei v'asa ha'kein, go out and do this. So says the Gemara, my Ruach, who was this spirit? Rabbi Yechon, it was Ruach Yishal Novos HaYisraeli, it was the spirit of Novos Yisraeli, who, because Achav had killed Novos, so his spirit was continuously trying to seduce and to have Achav have a downfall. So he was the one that jumped forward to Hashem, say, I'll go ahead and do it. So says the Gemara, might say, what does it mean when Hashem already told him, seducing, you'll be able to? What does he mean when he says, go out? On Ravina, same mechitzas. Hashem is saying, go out from my enclosed off area. Because the King Siv, like the Pasuk says in Tilam, David Shikarim, those who speak lies, Le'ichin le'negereni, cannot be established opposite my eye. And therefore, since he said, I'm going to be a speech of falsehood in all his prophets, once he says Sheker, he's not invited anymore to be in the mechitzah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Papa, he says, this is what people say, the para kine, someone that collects his revenge, in other words, that he takes revenge on someone, machir beisa, he destroys his house, like the spirit of Nabis, who he plotted in his anger to take revenge from Achav, and because of that, he had to leave the mechitzah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So although you take revenge, and like, get revenge, but suddenly your whole house is destroyed, you lose so much more than the revenge that was taken. Pasim Lachem Alv says, v'yas Achav es asher, that Achav made the asher, which is a Avodah Zarah tree, and Achav increased to do things to anger Hashem, the God of the Jewish people, from all the Jewish kings that was before him. And Rabbi Yechon explains, what did he do? Shekosav al dasa Shemron, that he wrote on the doors of Shemron, which is a place, Achav kofer bele kei Yisrael, that Achav denies the God of the Jewish people. Says the Gemara, lefikach in lechelik bele kei Yisrael, that's why he does not have a portion of the God of the Jewish people, and as we said, he does not have a chelik, loyelam haba. Now, continuing with to his grandson, it says the pasuk in Divrei Yom Beis, that ve'yevakish, that Yehu was seeking Esachazyahu, who is the grandson of Achav. Ve'yekiduhu, and he captured him, v'hu mischabe b'shamron, and he was concealed in Shamron. So as we just mentioned, Achav, what he did in Shamron. So remember, Levi says, what was his grandson doing? She'yekoyder askaris, he was cutting out, he was erasing the names of Hashem in the Sefer Torah. V'koysev avodis kecham tachnim, he was writing the names of idols in the place of Hashem's names in the Sefer Torah. And that's why he was in hiding, because had he done this in public, they would never have let him do that. That's what his grandson was doing in the same place that he was also Kaifer B'lekei Yisrael. Continuing on the names of the kings, which we had said, we spoke about Yeravim and Achav, and the third wicked king that does not have a portion of the world to come was Menashe. Why is he called Menashe? It says the Gemara, Shenoshe Ka, because he forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Nash, means forget, of Ka, he forgot Hashem. The Bach, another interpretation, Menashe is Shehinshi Es Yisrael Avim Shebeshmeim, that he made the Jewish people be forgotten to their Father in Heaven by Hashem. And says Gemara, Menolan Dolo Asil Amadas. Where do we know that he's not come to the world to come? The Silik says the Pasuk in Divrei Yom Beis. It says Ben Shteim Esri Shana Menashe B'Molche. Menashe was 12 years old when he became king. V'Chamishim V'Chamishim Shana B'Molche B'Yerushalayim. For 55 years he ruled over Yerushalayim. And the gear says, Vayas harah b'enei Hashem, he did the bad in the eyes of Hashem, and Vayas Asherah, and he made an Asherah, Kasha Asa Achav, Melech Yisrael, just like Achav had made, who is the king of the Jewish people. So we see that we're comparing him to Achav, says the Gemara, Ma Achav, just like Achav. As we said before, the Pasuk says, Aziv, which we said, Atzer and Aziv. Aziv means L'Oyel Maba. Just like Achav in L'Chelik Maba, Af Menashe in L'Chelik Maba, Sutta Menashe does not have a portion in the world to come. Now, the Mishnah had quoted Rabbi Yehuda, he disagreed. He says, Menashe yesh lechelik mabo. Menashe does have a portion to the world to come. Shem, like he says, the Pasuk in Divrei Yom Beis, Vayispal Menashe l'Hashem, and Menashe davet Hashem, Vayosalei, and Hashem heard his tefillas, v'chula, etc., and he returned him. We see that he did repent, and he does have a portion of the world to come. Now, Amar B'Yechon, he says, Bishneim, both Rabbi Yehuda, who says that he does have a portion, and the Rabban, who say that he does not have a portion, Mikra Echad Darshu, they both expanded from the same Pasuk. How so? Shem, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, when the Satim Lazav l'chol mamlochai sa'aretz, that I will place them as a shuddering for all the kingdoms of the earth. And why am I punishing the Jewish people? Beglal Menashe ben Yechizkiyahu, because of Menashe, the son of Yechizkiyahu. So the Gemara explains, Marsa Rabbi Yehuda held, what does it mean, Beglal Menashe, because of Menashe? She'asa tshuva, that he did repent, v'inu lo'aved, and they did not. So if Menashe repented and they didn't, so that contrast is an incrimination, is a prosecution for the Jewish people. Whereas the Marsa of the Tanna Kamma held, as we continue in time of Kof Gimel and Aleph, no, Beglal Menashe deloy aved tshuva, the Jewish people being punished because of Menashe, their king, who did not do repentance, and he pulled all the Jewish people after him, that's why they were punished. So they're both learning from the same pasuk, if Menashe did repent and he has a portion of the world to come, or he didn't, and therefore he does not have a portion of the world to come.